Eagle Days is back this weekend at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center. You've been doing this for over 20 years, right? Yes,
somewhere around 22. I'm not exactly certain.
What is going to be taking place out at the Nature Center, a visitor center, tomorrow and Sunday?
Well, in our auditorium, we will be having programs with the Dickerson Park Zoo docents, and they will be bringing Phoenix, the bald eagle, and also Aquila, the golden eagle. And those programs start at 9 o'clock, and they're every hour on the hour, with the final program being at 3. So that's the main draw, is seeing the live eagles in our auditorium. However, there's lots of other activities going on as well. We'll have a kids' area set up in the classroom where they can make eagle headbands. There's a couple of games they can play. They can play in an eagle's nest. So there's lots of other things to see as well.
You're going to have some spotting scopes set up out at Lake Springfield. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's going to be at the Boathouse and Marina, which is actually on the lake. So it is a drive from the Nature Center, but we do have signs that will help guide people to the location. But we'll have volunteers there during the hours of Eagle Days, which is 9 to 4, and people can stop by there, where hopefully our volunteers will have spotted some live eagles that will be either perched in trees or maybe flying overhead. But we will have spotting scopes where people will be able to look through and see the eagles if we can see them.
And then also that will be available on Sunday, too, along with the programs at the Nature Center. What are the hours?
Sunday, Eagle Days runs from 12:30 to 4:30, and the programs begin at 12:30. They're every hour on the half hour, with the final program being at 3:30 on Sunday. And it'll be the same thing with activities in the classrooms on Sunday, and also the spotting scopes will be available from around 12:30 to 4:32.
Are there very many eagles right now around the Springfield area?
Maybe not so much around the Springfield area, but around any kind of an open body of water. You typically see in the wintertime, an increase in the population. And I think probably the most we've seen down at Lake Springfield at one time is like 5 or 6 at a time. But that's not usually the case. Sometimes it's just 1 or 2 that we'll see across the lake, or it just depends on weather and all kinds of conditions.
But it's really neat when you see that
awesome
white head in the sky. What is the appeal of the bald eagle especially?
Well, you know, they're just such a majestic bird. And I think people really enjoy seeing them because they are such a beautiful sight. Also, they are our national emblem. It's something that I think people have a lot of pride in when they know that that's our national emblem. But also, they love seeing this bird in the wild because of its majesty. And, you know, if you remember, it's not that long ago that we didn't see hardly any eagles ever, and that's because they were endangered for a long time.
How can somebody find out more about Eagle Days?
They can call the Springfield Nature Center at 417-888-4237, and we are happy to give you any kind of information that you would like. You can also find it online with the Missouri Department of Conservation's website, where you can do a search for Eagle Days, and you'll be able to find out a little bit more information that way, too.
Okay, and that's mdc.mo.gov. Okay, thanks so much, Kim.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.